Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a really cool guest for the show today, Reva Kajangu. He has spent his career as a PM, product manager, doing all sorts of projects. And today he is a podcast host of Reva's Perspective, which gets into the rich tapestry of our lives as curious human beings in a rapidly evolving world. And he is co-founder of NeoSophia, an AI-powered tool that deals with the relationship between parents and children. Reva, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Thomas.
Absolutely. A pleasure. Let's first get into the problem that you're solving, but in particular with the app NeoSophia. Taking a step back, what is the current problem that people face, that people deal with, that needs to be solved in the first place?
Got you. Yeah. So just to start off with, so development delays in children, right? It's common. It's everywhere. It affects a lot of families, but there's a lot of problems with it, right? So with development delays, there's all sorts of things that can affect children early on in their life. So you have ADHD, you have autism, you have all sort of conditions that can affect children. Now, the biggest problem is the care for it, like the process of handling it, supporting families, supporting children, and then actually the setup systems that are in place for it. All that's kind of disjointed. Everything's kind of walled off. You have problem with access to healthcare. You have parents not trusting systems. You have all these kind of variables that are affecting children, right? So we want to focus in and see how we can mitigate that. We want to bring a solution, bring in tech, bring in innovation to a problem like development delays. That way parents get feedback as early as possible, know firsthand, and then navigating the resources to handle their children.
Okay, so just to make sure we're fully appreciating the problem, it's not that there's no resources out there to help people. Is it that it's hard to find the resources, or it's hard for people to afford them? Where's the disconnect between the solutions that exist out there to help people with developmental delays, ADHD, and all of this stuff, the folks with the issue and finding the solution? Why the disconnect there?
Oh, man, I'll walk you to a few steps. So I live in Atlanta, Georgia, right? So every state actually supports or has systems in place to help parents dealing with development delays. So from 1 to 3 years old, every state covers your centers, right? They give you assessment, they give you resources to navigate. Now, actually, I went myself and called this phone number, right, in Georgia. Called the phone numbers just to see how it works. Hey, my daughter is two, and by the way, I have two kids. It's all in the system. I call, say, hey, I have my daughter. We have some questions on some behavior. We want to get them analyzed. Sure, they connected me to another connection portal, and then that person said, hey, we'll send you a form. They emailed me a form that I'm supposed to fill out, and then I'm supposed to schedule someone to come over to my house who will assess it, go back and analyze it, and then figure out where my conditions are, and then point me in the right direction. This whole process can take up to 30, 40 days. In this whole time, I'm having to deal with my child not having to have any resources. And by the way, that service cuts off at 3 years old for the state.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, just picturing that. I have kids as well, a six-year-old and a nine-year-old. And yeah, so I'm thinking if they're having trouble in school, and I probably pick up the phone after I've noticed things going wrong, right? Yep. And so by that time, the situation has gotten exacerbated to a certain extent. Now I'm told, okay, now I need to schedule. Okay, when are they available? And all of this stuff. So that's really truly the problem, is that it's just hard for, I think, probably regular people to get help. I imagine if you're extraordinarily wealthy, you could probably get the problem solved very quickly.
Yes. That's
right?
A whole other problem, just, yeah.
Have somebody do it. It's a whole lot of problems that a lot of us want to have. Okay, so there's a disconnect and folks are having trouble accessing these things, and it's inconvenient and it's not designed to be facilitative of what they're trying to do.
Yes, for sure. And yeah, and it's hurting families, right? So actually, I'll share a quick anecdote. My aunt, she had a mental breakdown a few years ago. She's raising three kids. Her husband is a truck driver, my uncle, who drives throughout the US. But anyway, she had a meltdown that affected her. Luckily, she recovered, and we had no idea. And by the way, I'm African, so I'm throwing two stories here. And the way we deal with any mental issues or any health issues, we outsource it. Hey, doctors got this, there's experts, there's professionals, right? So anyway, I go back and visit my aunt a few years later, and she's doing fine. And turns out her son's actually on the spectrum. So now I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, wow. So of course she's affected by this, right? She's raising someone who's on the spectrum, who they have a whole different way of viewing the world and they process things differently. And then you have her and not having the support she needs, not understanding what to do or deal with it, thinking it's just a child he's gonna go through or grow up with it. And all that affected her. And I imagine I'm like, how many families are going through this? How many families or parents are suffering alone, not knowing how to deal with situations like autism? And this is exactly what NeoSphere is focusing on. Our first condition is autism. How do we support family as early as possible with autism?
Okay, so getting to what you're offering is, what is the thought process that led you to what you're doing today, and then what are you offering today?
Yeah, so right now, what led me to this is, again, working in tech, understanding the benefits of how can we use technology to help us deal with our problems and putting two and together. Initially, actually, the whole NeoSophia started off as a project somewhere else, or I wanted to build AI system for children, which was cool. Started interviewing parents, which led me to learn more about different types of development issues and led me to talk to doctors. And I really honed down on autism. I'm like, man, autism is a major factor in the U.S. In fact, today, one actually, as of today, one in 33, I believe, kids are diagnosed with autism. 5 years ago, it was one in 36, like even much higher, right? Or much lower. And then 5 years prior to that, was one in 44. So as you can see, numbers going down, like it affects a lot of kids. And so I'm like, what do we need to do? So talking to doctors, they told me, hey, we can assess for this as early as 1 to 2 years old. I was like, but well, why is that? Oh, because symptoms start showing, right? The motoring function, information processing, all that's playing together at that age, 1 to 2. And there's screening tools for that. And guess where can you get the screening tool? We have to go to your pediatrician. Not everyone has access to a pediatrician, right? And I asked them, that assessment, can I not take it at home? Oh, yeah, it's possible. Who owns it, the assessment? This is a group of doctors. So there's all this kind of layers to this kind of preventing parents from getting access to the tool. So I said, let's build something that we can put the tool in, have it give it to parents so they can assess for it as early as possible. And that is our goal. Make a difference early as possible. So we took the tool, put it into our platform and give it to parents. On top of that, we're also offering some cool features like AI analysis of emotional development. But really the goal is, let's see if we can give parents a tool that they can figure out what's going on with the children as early as possible.
This is awesome. So this tool now, is it an app or a website?
So at the current stage, it's a web app, which is accessible, of course, on the browser or mobile phone. But yeah, we are working on the app. In fact, this morning I got a demo from my team. We have the app nearly ready so we can give it out to parents.
Nice. Congrats on the progress there. Okay, so with this idea, now the tool exists. And let's talk a little bit about your business model. Is the business model thinking about schools in getting installed as a service that you prove that it works and then you try to get it distributed somehow?
Yeah, no, as far as the model goes, so we're doing two tracks, direct to consumers and also enterprise. So direct to consumer, of course, we want to get it as quickly as possible to parents' hand. And then with enterprise, we're going to areas where parents already trusted the kids with, right? You have daycares, you have the after-school programs, you have research facilities, you have autism testing centers. So they need a tool to where they can assess for this as early as possible as well to mitigate the problem, right? The problem with the healthcare side of things, it takes too long. In fact, autism diagnostic, sometimes I can't say the word. Is it diagnostic or diagnostic? Can take up
There
to
you go, the second one.
four to 12 months. Can you imagine, like, you notice something wrong with the kid, and then you have to go to a system where you have to wait 12 months to actually get the right proper diagnosis? That, to me, that was mind blowing. We're trying to figure out how do we reduce that and actually make it much easier for them to diagnose children as early as possible. And I can talk about what we're planning on doing, but
Roadmap wise, let's dive into that. What do you where are you taking this?
yeah, so the scenario right now is, so in fact, I'll walk you through the long process just to understand how troublesome this is. So parents are not truly fully aware of kind of the steps involved in autism. So what happens today, we just say we send our kids to school. Hey, hopefully we hope for the best. And then of course, sometimes kids have social awareness issues, information processing issues. They start getting in trouble. They're not paying attention. Things start building up in school. And some schools have system in place to say, all right, let's get this child evaluated. They send them to a counselor, right? And then the counselor like, hey, let's go to a specialist. This whole process again is like 30, 40 days. And then at the specialist, they take about 4 hours to actually diagnose the kids live because they're watching their behavior, documenting all that stuff. I'm like, parents already seen this behavior at home. What if they just recorded it? We can process it on our platform. This is what we're doing with Neo Sophia and send it over to a specialist.
Wow. And I thought you were going to say film it and then an AI analyzes it, but I think that what you've got is better. It doesn't cut the specialist out and it just streamlines the specialist. So there's somewhere else, there's a specialist with an interface with available videos that they've signed up and they've gotten configured to see. And then they say whatever their follow-up is that they need or their diagnosis.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought up the AI. So, talking to parents, it's a little sensitive bringing up AI and technology. There's still a lot of trust. In fact, there are some research areas that I actually worked on some models to where it can detect autism remotely using the AI system. But again, it has to be go through FDA, got all these processes, right? Until that happens, I want to solve the problem today. I don't want to wait 10 years, right? Which we get into. We're perfect position for that. Once an AI model is ready to where it can assess for this remotely, we'll turn it on at first sight. But right now the problem is the specialists are taking forever to diagnose kids. How do we reduce that time? How do we actually give them the data they need to make the decision? And how do we get the parents from I'm noticing something straight to a specialist? So right, that's what we're solving for today. And another example I'll give you, so I had shoulder surgery recently in February. I tore my labrum, terrible, right? I went to an orthopedic person and say, hey, we need to operate on this. A few weeks later, I was on the operating table, got it resolved, and now I'm in therapy. That process, what can it work like that for children with all on the spectrum? When you notice something, why can we get straight to a specialist and solve that? So I'm trying to bridge that gap like today.
Oh, that's awesome. It's definitely going to have a lot of impact. And now, the thing that you're focused on is the ADHD, the developmental issues. Is there anything that ties you only to that? In other words, when we think about a startup, there can be technology stuff that's different, but then there can be like content of it that's different. And this is in the realm of the content. Could you or would you even want to expand beyond this kind of medical use case? Could it be the case that this ADHD and similar conditions is like a beachhead to establish what you want to do, and you grow out from there, or do you not have the desire to do
Oh man, if we had 2 hours here, I'll walk you through my entire vision,
that?
man. So yeah, we have a 5-year plan. In fact, we have a 20-year plan already and that we're thinking about. So right now is okay, let's build a platform that can have impact today, which is giving parents a resource that can get their children as help as much as fast as possible, right? Help the parents, because the biggest actually obstacle here is actually parents, it's not the children themselves. Because children, they don't know any difference. They're just growing. They're like, that's their experience, right? The way they process information, the way they deal in the society, that's just who they are. We help them get better at it. But parents aren't unaware. The system is slow. And then access issue. So you have all this kind of problem that we can address today. Now, as far as going forward, now this tool already exists in parents' hand today, right? Well, what if parents want to assess whether they're stressed or depressed or have all this type of mental issues going on with themselves, we can turn that feature on. You see what I'm saying? So now instead of having to go to a doctor's, wait in line, book an appointment, you have a follow-up, we can have a starter. That's where Neo Sophia can be positioned to say, we have a starter here and you can assess whatever's going on with you as a child, as a parent, as a grandparent. And then if you notice something, you need special connection, we connect you directly to a specialist. Cut out the middleman. You shouldn't need a middleman to help you assess who you are. You know how you're feeling. You know your symptoms. It's documented. Let's get you to see someone who can help you with that.
Yeah, and it's always totally possible to expand out. Facebook started with just college students and became the platform that the social media that you see today. Now, in terms of your direct-to-consumer kinds of goals, do you have any challenges there? You have a tech background, you've been a product manager for your career, so you know what the quality is needed there. But is there anything that you need to do or find yourself having to do to make sure that bar for having D2C that it's instantly usable and people can take to it and there's no blockers there?
Two things I'll say: trust, and how do I say the other words? So trust is in the sense like you have to build trust, right? Parents, they kids are precious. You say you mentioned you have kids. I have kids as well. They're our number one reason to live, right? So if you're going to bring something to help them, I have to trust it, right? And then it has to be reliable. And then the way we do that is, one, we make our platform HIPAA compliance because this is sensitive data. And then second, I'll make sure it's accessible, right? We mentioned it's starting as a web app, but now we're going to a mobile app because parents already have mobile devices with them. So those are the two things we're doing. And then on top of that, it's content. Like, parents have to know who you are, what you're doing it for, how you're going to help my children directly. So we're adding that on top of the kind of the trust and the reliability to make sure we provide the right content for them to consume and learn, because we want to educate them as well, right? Because autism is not just one thing, it's a spectrum.
Now, you were featured, I think, was it Venture Atlanta or something? And that's how I came across your information. And they were celebrating you. So is it you've gotten a lot of traction at this point?
We incorporated in 20 last year, actually in August, but the project started December 2023. So we've been doing this for a while now in building our network, building our trust, building our infrastructure to connection. We also are part of the NVIDIA Inception program. We're using some of the tooling. We are elevating ourselves. We have to put ourselves out there so that parents can identify that, hey, they're doing something important. I was recently featured on Startup Atlanta, a profile on who I am and the project that I'm doing and why I'm so passionate about this. Looking forward to doing more of that, and got me to talk to you.
No, it's super exciting stuff. From a PLG perspective of, and this isn't your typical kind of app. It's not some little video game you play on your phone, and it's not maybe like a productivity tool or something that everybody instant has a need for. Do you have aspirations to having this be something that just takes on its own gravity and just spreads and becomes the obvious choice? And what are some of the things that you think you've got to do in order to get to that kind of point?
That's a great question. And that's something I think we kind of have to think about really hard, because at the end of the day, as a product, it has to resonate with people long term. It has to be something that they're accustomed to and can rely on. So the other factor we're trying to solve is, as parents, as humans, right, when we have question about things, what is the number one thing we used to do, at least still do? We Google stuff. Especially with health information, right? We'll Google that, and what are we gonna read? Like, posts from Reddit, people's comments, some doctor's notes, MD, like all this information, but it's kind of scattered, right? Googling, to be honest, is becoming legacy, right? Now we need to go straight to the source. We need to go straight, here's my symptoms. What does it actually mean? So I think that we can tap into that, right? So right now for LLM, we can go in there, ask questions about how things work. How does it help me go forward? With Neo Sophia, you can ask questions about your health. And I think that's where we see ourselves going as a starter point for any health-related questions.
Awesome. How do people get started with Neo Sophia?
So we have our landing page, neosophia.ai. And actually, a quick story of Neo Sophia. That was actually my children's middle name. My son's full name is Emery Neos Kajengu. My daughter is Lila Sophia Kajengu. So I took their name. I'm like, this is going to be something so close to me, so I have to name it after them through
Oh,
that
that's
AI.
beautiful. That's beautiful. Love to hear this kind of stuff. And see, in Neo Sophia AI is a website people can go and check it out. Can people just try it out and test it? Do you have like examples of what the outcomes are? Is it easy to get into for folks?
Oh yeah, for sure. So you go on neosophia.ai. So we have two products offering. One is the AI Ranger, which is our feature product, and that's where we do the emotional analysis for the data parents can upload, which is image, videos, and text. We can analyze and give you insights, and that insight can be printed into a report. You can share with your pediatrician. You can share with your babysitter. You can share with family member. Like my cousin I mentioned earlier, with her son being on the spectrum, she could have a report written about him. And share it out to the family. Hey, here's my son. Here's what's going on with them. Here's how you can help when you interact with them. So just imagine that having that tool available today that can help many families. Because I don't know, I've talked to a lot of parents, and a lot of them actually have people that are on the spectrum in their family, but they don't do anything about it. They're like, oh yeah, he or she acts a little different, but we just think that's who he is or that's who she is. But there's no much more information outside of that. So now we want to add information on top of that to actually educate the population. Here's how you deal with someone who's autistic. Here's what you're not supposed to do. So
Yeah, I
that's what we
imagine.
offer.
No, and I imagine there can be probably a quantifiable societal effect eventually if more people start turning to this kind of solution for dealing with their problems instead of just letting it exist.
Yeah, and I actually, my neighbors today, they will list out symptoms of what the kids are going through. And I'm like, man, that sounds like they need to be evaluated. And I'll mention, hey, have you thought about this? I have. So it's still not something parents identify with. Like when you notice something, assess for it. And screening is doesn't tell you what they have. It just gives you an indication like, all right, the kid is high on this. All right, let's get him evaluated, actually get the right thing. Parents are just like waiting. Today, they're just sitting there waiting like they know this was happening. So we're going to solve for that.
Excellent. So everybody check that out. That is neosophia.ai. We've been talking to Riva Kajangu. And where can people find you and catch up with you and keep track of what you're up to? LinkedIn, is that the best place to find you?
Yes, you can catch me on LinkedIn. You can catch me on Instagram. You can catch me on TikTok. I'm an open builder, meaning whatever I'm building, I'm sharing because I want to make sure I get the feedback quick. As a product manager experience, like you need to get that feedback to iterate on quickly. Yeah, you can catch me everywhere. You can find me at Riva, RIVA. And last name is Kajangu, KAJANGU, on any platform. You'll see me updating you on how, as I go about building Neo Sophia.
Awesome. So excited to see where you take it and hearing updates in the future. Riva, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure being here, Thomas, and great talking to you, man.
Likewise. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.